Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you on Monday, November the 17th. We are live here on YouTube, and I am so grateful that you are all here. And I just want to say that if you are on One Two Radio, we are over on YouTube also, and we would love for you to come on over and join. If you're here for the first time, I would really appreciate a like and subscribe as I grow slowly and steadily, which is definitely my preference. But nevertheless, I am grateful for that. Melinda, I see you this morning. I see all of you. I do want to say that over the retrograde, and I want to shout out to Mark Husson. I know you're coming over from his show. I'm sure it was amazing. I didn't get a chance to check in with him this morning. So we have a little geriatric care going on in the house for Lulu. And I know many of you, I'm very, very close to all of you. So of course, she is a priority. At the same time, I want to be able to be here with you, fully and be as present as possible in every way. And so that's why I am here to be with all of you. Of course, her dad is watching over her, but it's definitely a time. And I know we all have to go through this. It's so Scorpio, when our pets get older or they're aging and there's things that have to get done. And it's kind of a little bit, it's bittersweet, as you all know, because you have them so long that they outlive their span. And then you know what eventually has to happen next and things like that. And so it's a very, Scorpio is a time for all of these things that we think about so deeply. We're coming into that new moon. It is definitely a time of transformation. It is a time for change. It is also a time for all of you. Now, I heard from this little birdie of my amazing producer here, Serena. I just heard that because I am tending to Lou in my downtime, I heard that Mark was actually speaking to things that, of course, in my own little way, I wanted to think about also. And intuitively, I was going to talk to you today about mistakes and how we tend to carry our thoughts or our feelings or our different energies or our vibration. Like, how do we shake those things that we've done that we're not so happy about with ourselves? Or how do we release some of the things that we no longer need to carry? Because I think the transformation that's about to occur when this retrograde is over, when this year actually starts to close and we get into the new year and the new energies, we definitely feel like there's an excitement in the air. There's an anxiousness in the air. There is a ending and new beginning within all of us. But we have an opportunity with this new moon, or prior to this new moon and through it, to really ask ourselves if anything that we're carrying is that important emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Of course, it affects us physically. And I definitely know that there are so many things to look forward to ahead, so many great experiences that we are yet to have, that when we get caught up in the would have, should have, could have, the past, we really do forget that we are designed and we are truly designed as humans to make mistakes. And if we didn't make mistakes, We wouldn't be human. And so I think with this retrograde, with this new moon, with this Scorpio, I am not going to lie, I'm very, very happy the cycle's ending. But I'm also going to tell you that it brings about so much change and transformation that we can permanently burn things that we no longer need. And that means also including and not excluding our thoughts and our feelings, because I've been hearing, I hear out loud lately for everyone and through everyone, those, and thank you for all your love, everyone. I appreciate that. And Lulu totally appreciates it. And she sees all of you too. So, you know, she's my little birthday twin. So she is definitely on the ball and on the move with all of us. And I know she knows, she's very, very grateful for your love. And so what happened, speaking of transformation during the week, is that I randomly decided that I had put away the word psychic for a little while, as you all know. And I thought, no, I want to do some expanding. I don't want to be cornered. I don't want to be known for just one thing. I don't want to do this, that, or the other thing. And I thought, well, you know what? It's time. Like, something went off in my head to tell me that we don't want to bury that anymore, you know? And I basically took it back to my being on the site, and I'm excited about that. And so Psychic Cat returns. We're going to own it. We're going to live with it for the new year and see how it feels and see what's right. And of course, not limiting to, now that I had an opportunity to explore more healing energies and more processes about our not only recovering from anything that has harmed us, but also to move forward with more clarity and strength. And really, I have to own what I speak, and that's the end of the story. So we definitely took it back. I'm excited to bring it back. And I'm also truly going to move forward with you guys in a way, hopefully, like we never have before. And honestly, with your, you know, there's some tools. And how many of you, and because I think the one thing that we do, and that I'm seeing a lot of through this season and this cycle, because we have so much sadness collectively, we're tapping back in, you know, 10 years ago, do any of you really remember tapping in so deeply to your ancestors or to your, and I could go back 40 years, but I'm just saying I'll limit it to 10 for now. We have evolved so much over the last 10 years that why not keep it going? What is so exciting about what's ahead is really learning in the present moment to not have to go back into those feelings of regret or those haunting memories of what I should have done, could have done, would have done, all of these things. And I think mistakes are just part of our daily lives. And, you know, I myself, like, even if I am very bad, you all know my Aries moon, and I know you understand what I'm saying. I get to the stop sign and nobody's there, and it's a side road, nobody's looking, and there's no, you know, whatever. What do you think I do? You know? And then after I spin around that stop sign or just make my right turn with whatever, moseying right along, I think to myself, wow, you know, and here I go. What if a squirrel was walking across the street and I would have hit it? What if this was happening? I would have done this. What if that? What if that? What if that? You know, going through the stop sign. So, I mean, it's like, honestly, it's a silly analogy, but it's so true. Of all of that time I just spent going through my head about what could have happened if I didn't make that mistake, or what could have happened. It's just the same thing in our lives. We tend to wonder about ourselves way more than we really need to, especially when we're trying to embrace the moment and look forward to something brighter in our future. Sometimes PTSD, our trauma responses, our negative thoughts, our, all of these things are so human also. But do we need to spend so much time analyzing, thinking, overthinking, drilling it in ourselves, like this moon is so perfect to let shit go. And I mean this wholeheartedly because there are so many more things. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the years to come? I mean, I don't want to get too futuristic and I don't want it, but it is true as humans. Like 10 years ago, we weren't about really looking into our ancestry or maybe connecting the dots as readily as we can today to understand we are here in our generation to break some of the patterns from our previous generations. And why are we so different than our parents? And why are they so different than their parents? And it goes on. And why are our kids driving us nuts? Because the choices they make and the things they expect or the things that they're entitled to or whatever you want to call it, it's so different generation after generation. But our spirits and our spirituality and our growth has happened so much, and there's so much happening every day and every hour, like every year, I guess we can look forward to, but nevertheless, how much will change in our future? Can you imagine what it's going to be like 5 years from now for us in a spiritual way? Like what we decide to get into now? I do want to say something and I'll get off the topic quickly. The AI therapy thing. Share your thoughts, share your feelings. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to know if you've seen it. I have just seen it myself come through my, I don't know why it's showing up everywhere, but it's like, please be very careful. And please, that is not what I want to inspire or encourage anyone around as far as their spiritual growth goes, because I think that is really an antagonist of what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be connecting with God's universe and everything that is encompassing. And I don't mean that if you want, you know, if you're going that way, I don't judge you. I don't say anything negative. I don't feel that. But I am in shock over what I've seen over the last few days. And I don't know if you've seen it. And so what happens is there are dangerous collective answers and dangerous summaries of what could happen along the way. So, you know, because we are not all the same, we're so individual. And yes, you're definitely going to get feedback that isn't accurate for you specifically in that manner. And it's going to take you away from what you're supposed to be doing, which is really growing spiritually. I'm not saying to not get the help of AI if you have to write a story or, yeah, exactly. It is so, so, I just really, I discourage you from trying that. And as we know, like Lara said, she's a therapist and she worked hard to be that therapist. And she agrees that we actually need human connection to heal. We're biologically, yes, we are biologically wired to need each other's nervous systems. And that is what energy does. And that is how we connect and we are synchronized through our human responses, because we are here to learn relationships all the way around the board. And that's what we're here to do. We learn through human contact, through human connection. We are here to connect on different levels and learn different lessons. So the next generation isn't going to suffer for what we did or for what, and we don't want to suffer for what our previous generations did, but we do in some way. And everybody's unique and their family, their bloodlines are different and everything else. There are things that occur in our physicality in this lifetime. And I'm sure in lifetimes previous and ahead of us, we suffer physically for certain things that our ancestors have done. And there is no way around that. And I actually understand that we also have to be responsible for what we choose to do every day. And I feel, I'm glad that you're all saying it has impacted. Randy just said she's actually shared a presentation on the unethical consequences of AI. Once you dive into the research, it's scary to see the parasocial relationships it can create, not to also mention how it's impacting the environment. So, you know, and I'm not, look it, I know you're going to use it as tools. I know that there are so many things that we can do, but I think for therapy, guys, for insight and I don't know. I would be really, really cautious about moving forward around that. I think the best thing to do would be, as far as the Scorpio thing, and I know it sounds very Scorpio-like, you know, seek your higher power, become more in tune with your own intuition. That will get you much, much further in your world and able to manifest and really, really do what you're here to do. And that is to spiritually evolve, to not only correct certain things, and I say correct in a very loose way because we don't want to feel like we're constantly correcting things either, because we're not, and as a human race, we're not really weak, but we can become weak if we take a lazy man's road, you know what I mean? And so, like, oh no, what kind of growth are you going to do if it's not if you're not presented with some kind of spiritual challenge and somebody's just handing it to you? You think you're going to get over it faster because you're not? Or do you think that not doing the work is going to help you grow and become a better person? It won't. You know, it's like the generation of today wants everything handed to, and I say this loosely as well, I'm not pinpointing it on any specific person, but I see how my kids are very entitled against how we were when we were kids, you know, or whatever. Oh, mom will get it. Mom will take care of it. Mom will do it, this and that. Everybody knows what I'm saying because that's what we live and exist in. And so the bottom line is this, our parents, they were the opposite. They were like the negligent generation, you know, like they wanted us to fend for ourselves, and thank God we did. And so we're all survivors, you know. And anyway, the bottom line is this. Always think about your vertical connection with God or your higher power, whatever that means to you. You have an entire universe full of creation that wants to co-create with you. And you don't know when that next little speck of energy is going to come your way, whether it's in the form of a lesson, an experience, a block, a protection, a prediction, a consequence for action. Any single little speck of energy is coming through all of these things. And we do so much more. How many of you will agree that you self-criticize more than any external force can criticize you in any human or non-human form? Do you feel like you are more self-critical than what others are criticizing you for? And it's okay if you've had some criticism from the outside world, but that turns into something that we absorb and we project and we connect to and we are used to. And I think of things totally in my head, you know, and hi, Michelle, good morning, Tara, hi, Gail, yes, how we are, and this is a good time to talk about our enemies, because Scorpio will show you a lot of who is who, but who are you? And so no more, we use this new moon. It's like, oh, lift your carpet, look at the dust, look at the particles in under there or whatever it is under there. Lord knows, we all have some. And now we're going to actually sweep it out instead of under. So we're looking at this mess and we're coming into the rug and we're picking it up and we're sweeping it out, and we know our little junk pile, and believe me, you want your junk pile more than anybody else's. We are our own worst enemies, because much of what we're responsible for within ourselves is sometimes what the external world may feed off of, or perhaps what we want to connect to. If we weren't so busy picking on ourselves, we would be busy maybe praising ourselves a little more or understanding what it is, and we get to the truth, because now we get this dust out, blah, blah, blah. We're clean under the carpet. We don't have to sweep it away. We get to deal with whatever's meant to stay and meant to go, because this is a major transformation moon. And what are we going to grow from by getting rid of some of these things that are holding us back? Because Lord knows, and there are things that are going to be thrown at you. And this is a heavy, heavy anniversary time. I know. I see someone every day saying, I lost so-and-so this many years ago, or I lost this one, or I lost Scorpio. You know, we know the veil is thin. But now we get to end that and go into one of the most celebratory times of our lives. and I feel confident that, yes, Lori, that's a good way to say it. Become your own best friend. Stop being your own enemy. Stop worrying about silly things that go on and on and on, because we have much bigger fish to fry moving forward. And every now and then the universe throws you something so you realize what's important. And you can see the writing on the wall sometimes too, when we're about to learn a big lesson, like what really matters. And so I think with this Scorpio stuff and the end of the cycle and the new moon arriving and everything, you know, we are so blessed to be together in this life because we get to experience and share these processes together. And I wish some more people in the world were able to come here with clear conscious, as much as you all do, and know you're in the right community and know that you're really, because this is the time of year that I get on Mark's nerves when I start to become more and more grateful through the holiday about being here, because look at the community that you've become a part of. And look at the cherished moments that we all have, whether high, low, or in between, that we get to experience as a community. And I think with this time of year and the gratitude that we experience for each other and together, let's try to remember through this season to lift each other up and really, really look at the better side of what is next, or not, and not sweep it under the rug. Because what we're going to do is take all that stuff, we're going to look at it again, we're going to feel it, because this is a deep time for feelings, we're going to clear it, we're going to stop being negligent to ourselves, we're going to stop thinking that we've made all of these mistakes and this is so retrograde, that's going to be over in what, 12 days? Who's counting? But the bottom line is this: I think that when we realize our strengths arrive because our weaknesses exist, we really remember that we are all imperfect as humans, and we can remember to share those imperfections along the way with others. Because I guarantee you, somebody over there made the same thing wrong. Somebody over there made that mistake wrong. We always think it's all about us, or we always think it's like, oh, I'm probably the only one who did this stupid thing. Well, how many people went through the stop sign the other day, you know? The bottom line is, when this moon arrives and leaves, and when we start thinking about the end of the retrograde, we want to think about how we can manifest what it actually is to bring with us through the year. And Becca, I promised you something, and I wasn't even thinking about it before I got here. I am going to do a class. And it is posted on 1-2 Academy, and I will make sure I bring it next week when we're here, and I'll post it. But it is over on 1-2 Academy site. It's on the site, 1-2listen.com. And we are going to do a class, and we're going to do a really good, we're going to get into the psychic energy. We're going to get into the messages. We're going to get into the higher realms, and we're going to gather so we can prepare for a new year. And also, with that being said, we will do something for the new year. But I'm getting my energy again towards teaching, and I promised you, so I kept my word, and I want to make sure everybody knows it. And it's going to be a powerful night, so I'm probably going to extend the time. I know you will. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it also. I just don't want to. I just remember now that I did it, so. I'll be excited to be with all of you, okay? So let me say good morning to everyone, and let me come in and do some, I'm going to answer your questions now. I'm going to stop the ramble, but it is the powerful aspect of what we can bring moving forward, because we can manifest more than ever before at the end of this cycle into the Sagittarius cycle, because we can start making some of our manifestations happen. The action is taken. It's accelerated in Sagittarius. We can really go into recovery mode as far as what we want to release and overcome, because Sag wants to move you forward. You take that bow and arrow and aim at that new target, and you can get it. And so that's what you really want to be thinking about, what you need to clean up before you move forward to that positive motion and change, okay? And as far as your mistakes go, write them down if you have to. just, if you didn't make mistakes, you'd be dangerous, you know? And so assign yourselves something that brings on this change and forget about it. And I'm not talking about bury your emotions, bury your feelings, bury your thoughts, whatever. That's not here what I'm saying. I'm saying let go of the little things because there's always a bigger thing ahead. And remember what matters most, and your happiness matters. If we're not here to spread joy, I don't know who is. If we're not here to gather, I don't know who can. I don't think there's any community that we could be so blessed with. I know Mark has to be at close to 20 because I'm getting close to my 18th year, and I know he was here before I got here. I mean, it's been a blessing, and let's you know, spread the blessing. We're going to spread the cheer. We're going to have a good holiday. We're going to remember what we got through again this year, as we do time and time again. We're going to use the rest of this retrograde to help us overcome and clean up and address things we have been stuffing under that carpet by bringing them out to clear them, okay? And get rid of those crumbs and dirt and everything else. All right? All right. Now, I want to take a look at who's here, and hello to all. And CA Brooks is saying good morning to everyone. I'm sure she's having a great time away, take a little escape. And I'm going to come in and say good morning to Kat and Patricia and Lynn. I'm so happy to see all of you today. Pamela, Maureen, I see you. Maureen, if you want to go ahead and post, I'm happy to answer. All of you, Nadine, Gail, I'm coming to you. Jonathan, I'm coming to you. Melinda, hi. So nice you're here. And everyone, Lori, Becca, if I don't call your name, just know I see you. Lois, good morning. Lois just wrote kaleidoscope. Who else? Mary, hi. Tara, hi. All of you. All right, now. Charlene says that some of her biggest mistakes brought her the greatest growth and opportunities. Isn't that the truth? I mean, it is so incredibly true. And you know, I could think about, I'm sure we can all really think about the sometimes even, oh, you did say the biggest mistakes. It's true. I am with you on that 1,000,000%. And I love that. All right. Now let's take a peek here. Okay. All right. Where is, thanks for all the love, everyone, for Lulu too. Listen, she's seen a lot of you for the last dozen years through a lot of things also, and she has great, great healing energy and healer energy. And she has kept everyone in line for a long time. And I know you've all heard her breathing, snoring, and everything else, so I know she'll be with us no matter what. All right, Lynn, good morning to you also. Now, I'm looking for my first question, and I know who I wanted it to be. Jonathan, actually, you're going to be first, and let's take a look. Gail, I'll get there, okay? And it's great to be with all of you as well, and I'm so grateful that you all connect. I see you friendly on, you know, social media or whatever with one another and have supported each other. And, you know, we need to expand our community because, I mean expand it with love and acceptance for others, because a lot of people don't feel what we feel here. And I think sometimes, even myself, you know, I take it for granted. I wake up every day and I know where I'm going. And so we definitely have to start paying more attention to how we want to grow the community together. And I think there's so much healing that happens here and so many great things that come through. All right, now I have a little bit of a secondary thing going on because I did start using a deck that calls to me, and I am really excited about it because it's been really great and I didn't plan this. It just happened. And of course, again, in the retrograde, you know, things happen. I've tried before and it never fit, and now it's going to fit, and we're going to have some fun today about it. Jonathan says, do you think it... Oh, Jonathan has a question. Hello, Tyler. Good morning, my godson. How are you doing? Thank you for being here. Now it says, hey, Kat. Jonathan has a question. Do you think his business will take off? It has been slow. It's been a very... it's a new business. He got a new client today. It's a daycare center, huge company. Tend to them. Yes, I do believe that. And I want to tell you this, your foundation is being built solidly. And I think slow and steady wins the race. It says to choose wisely. So make wise choices as far as what you're going to do next. And for some reason, I think if you get them, and there's a ton of hope moving forward. I love that. I also think your third eye, Jonathan, this is what I want you to do. The universe is definitely in your favor. I'm saying yes. I believe your third eye is where your manifesting is coming from. So your guidance, I'm going to tell you to just keep manifesting it and visualizing it. Work with that before anything else. I think it's going to be very, very positive. I think the more you envision and create something in your third eye, the more this is going to happen. This is like your power center right now. I feel very, very strongly about this. You have this intuition going on up here. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. It's okay. But I definitely feel you're going to be successful. Now, I feel like you're going to expand also into other things. And I think that this is going to be a very huge time over the next 22 months. Now, I'm getting the world card, so I give that a 22-month time frame, but I say 2 years, whatever. You can grow steadily and surely, but you're going to expand and bring other things into your business that are really going to take off as well. So this is the start of a bigger thing. And your seeds are great. They're planted well. They're watered well. Your foundation is good. I think you're going to take off. I'm going to say by April of next year, you're really going to feel great. And and this is another thing. Don't start, like, stick with it. Stay on this track. Don't give up. Spring is going to really be great. The September of next year is going to be phenomenal. I actually think you could even get into more, like you said, what was it, a daycare or something? You could get into more of that and by through referrals and that kind of thing. Just don't get yourself off track. Stick with it, okay? All right, I hope that helps also. And come back and let me know. All right. But I feel good about it. But I also feel now it's a retrograde. So you're getting this client. And so in the beginning, it may feel a little frustrating. Just kill them with kindness, no matter what you do like this. And I know you do. And keep your boundaries as well, because I don't want anybody taking advantage of you, because I feel like in the past they may have. And so let me know how you're doing on all that. Okay. Other than that, you're on your way, and I love that. Hold on a minute. Nadine, happy birthday to you out loud. And she said she had an amazing birthday and weekend theme. I love that your theme for the year will be laughter. Gail, where did you go? I want to talk to you. And I'm looking. Let's take a peek at Gail. I'm just coming back in to refresh you guys. I love that Joni feels goodness coming, she says. I definitely believe that, too. I'm always excited for Sag energy, though. That's the thing. We get to take some shortcuts, I think, during that cycle, so. Now, this retrograde hasn't been a joy, but it definitely has. It does. It has its joyful moments, but it's definitely a lesson in patience. How's that? All right, now hold on a minute. Gail, where did you go? I know she had some water. I know we talked about the emotional piece about the water, you know, and take a look. You know, Gail, and I do feel like it, like, you know, this is so, I don't mean this drying out, or now you're coming into this new, brand new energy, getting rid of anything that dampened your emotions or dirtied the water. I don't know how else to say it. And now we're starting fresh. And I do actually think you need fresh flowers in the house. I think that would be really, really helpful to you. I don't believe that it's a mistake. I think you're clearing it out. I understand what you're saying, but I really don't. I definitely know you had to leave. I think that's you telling yourself that because you left a situation that was not great. And I also believe that it's more challenging when we have doubts about certain things from the past or anything. And I feel like you need a little more time. I can't tell you, and I know so many of you, if you can, everyone share their opinion on this. How many times have you moved somewhere and felt like, oh my gosh, I did the wrong thing. Or this was a mistake, or because you haven't really adjusted, or you have challenges adjusting because of everything going on and something hits, you know, and it's okay. I don't feel like it was a mistake. I think that no matter what, you had to get out of where you were, and you could turn this. And if you feel you don't want to be there anymore and you want to leave, then that's another story. But I don't think what you did is a mistake, because I know you had to get out of there. And I believe wholeheartedly you had to be at a distance. No question about it. You would have regretted staying there. And I hope that helps. And I really do believe that this will show itself to you. Now, I think that a lot of your throat chakra, a lot of voicing your feelings, which you haven't really been able to, you're getting a lot out of your system. I think that's good. I think 9 months from now, if you really want to... all your chakras are activated right now, but I do feel like if you really want something to change in the next 9 months, it can. You have the beginning. I think you're there for now. I'm going to be a little bold. You are definitely there for a reason. I do think you have a love story ahead of you, which of course we don't see today. That's the last thing that's on your mind, other than the flood, the water damage, which will get cleaned up. I know it feels like an expensive choice or whatever it may be, but you have gone to this place for a reason. I'm sticking to my guns. It is going to take some time to come out. And I know this wholeheartedly, that you're probably going to kick and scream a little bit before you know what I'm saying, and that's okay. But you sit tight. Get things cleaned up. I feel good about that. I think this is all meant to be for you to experience something real and authentic and not something that you were settling for or I see Jamie Faith in the room. Good morning. Jamie is a 1-2 Listen Psychic Advisor. She joined us today. I'm so glad you're here. So great to see you. But Gail, I know that it's challenging when we make a change through anything that is a challenge, you know, like you made this huge change, but you are in a situation that you need in spirit. Like sometimes the universe blows things up for us because we can't blow them up for ourselves. And so now I think this is where we go because these things are happening in our new location. And believe me, it took me a long time to acclimate. And I'm going to pull somebody else into this. Melinda just said something too. And I'll be there, Melinda, because she's saying she about the move. Anytime we move to a new location, we really have to acclimate. And when something happens that's wrong, it's like all of those things that I just talked about with this retrograde. And you're going to feel really different a few weeks from now. But all of the things I talked about would have, I could have done this, could have, should have, would have, did I do the right thing? Is this a big mistake? And all these things happen. We have, you know, sometimes in the retrograde, and we're now back in Scorpio energy still with the water and all this, it will make us rethink these things. And that's why I was saying, but once it's corrected and you start finding those bright spots in your space, I really do believe that things will happen. And Melinda just said she's moving from her beautiful historic home in a super busy location to her new husband's double wide in the country, 40 miles from town. I love farm life, but will I be happy? And I will tell you this, and believe me when I tell you, I can relate because I used to also live in a really super cool place. And I moved to, quote unquote, the country town. And it took a long time to acclimate, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, and neither will you. However, you will want to see the town. You will want to go to those locations. You will want to get out of Dodge. Like, you have to travel a little bit for yourself and your heart. You'll be happy if you give yourself a balance, but I guarantee you in 2 years' time, and I'm saying 2 years, that's a long time to acclimate. I believe for you, in 2 years' time, you will be so grateful for that country life. And I also feel, and for me, it was 3.5 whole years that I really questioned. I did all these things I'm telling you guys not to do, but I did. I had a lot of second thoughts and now I just embrace nature like never before. And it is so peaceful and so beautiful to hear from, to know that I'm never sitting in traffic and everyone else is. No, but it's true. It's one of the simple, shallow things in life that we are busy enough. You know, I'm just giving you the positives of what you're going to experience. And it's so hard to leave your home that you're attached to and connected to. But obviously there's a reason, you know, sometimes tangible things, it's like we go through seasons and cycles and phases and hopes and dreams that change, and sometimes they matter and sometimes they don't. But for you right now, your husband and your life and building your relationship, I think you're doing the right thing for your relationship. And I also believe you can escape to the city whenever you want, you know, and it'll help. And it'll take time, but you'll love it at the end of the day. You'll feel really good when it's over, okay? Like when you get to that, when I say it's over, when the transition happens. It's not an easy, sounds like the old Green Acres. Yeah, it does. It really does. Just think about that. Embrace the Green Acres storyline. But no, I'm teasing you. I think it'll be good. I feel like you have the kind of personality that I think your nervous system attaches to your space, but going into new marriage and new husband. See, she said see what I mean? Like you going into this for your nervous system even is going to be so much better. And I believe there's a reason you left also. Okay. And I hope that helps. You're going to be good. But that's where I'm going back with Gail. She has no idea. You, Melinda, you have no idea what could happen to you there. I mean, I know it's crazy, but I'm actually seeing goats in my head. But in any case, the point being is that we really don't know what the gifts are, because the gifts that came with the historic house have now, you know, they gave to you what they were meant to give to you. Now you have new gifts coming. I think when we give up something we love, it's so challenging to understand that there are new gifts that want to come. And we forget to open those doors, or we forget to open the window and let them come. Or we're so stuck in our past life that we can't think about our future life. And as we embrace these things moving forward, I truly believe you're going to come into a better time. And remember that when, you know, the cows are in the pasture, but I'm totally teasing you. And you go back, and when you go back, this is what's going to happen in a short time. They're going to go back. You're going to go back there, and it's going to feel so claustrophobic and crowded that you're going to be so grateful you made the change when you did. Because the world's changing in our environment and our experiences and our cities and towns. Everything is changing. Oh, my nerves can't take this city. My street is turning commercial, but my children, you don't lose. Your children are with you everywhere. And that's good. And sometimes a little tiny distance from that is okay also. And I understand. You're right. You will watch what happens. At first, you're going to be bored. I mean, I could think of so many things, ideas, whatever. My, you know, for me coming from a big, you know, I was in a party town, basically coming into this silent, quiet life and time to create and paint and explore and appreciate one leaf, if that's what's meant to come to me that day, and never become bored with silence or nature or safety, the feeling of being safe. You watch what's going to happen. You're doing the right thing at the right time. I know it. And Gail, I swear you did too. And I'm sorry about the water, and I don't want to make light of it, but I absolutely feel like a new beginning is at hand, and you're going to be so thankful. Because when we're going through stress with one certain topic, or we're having a specific challenge, we forget that God's planning all of these things, or the universe, whoever, whatever it is you feel called to say, your higher power. And it's a lot of it. Now, we have free will, there's no question, and we have choices, decisions, whatever. But a lot of these things are being planned for us, and we forget in that moment that we're not always in the driver's seat. And we're not supposed to always be in the driver's seat. But we also forget, what if 15 other doors could open next week when the challenge is over, next year when you put the past behind you, or whatever it may be? I don't want to give you a timing because I want you to surrender also. But the bottom line is, I know that this is why you're there. And I trust that wholeheartedly. Because you could have also settled for the dirty water, when instead you can have this beautiful, clean spring water ahead, you know. And it's okay, you got to clean the floors and whatever. And I know it's a pain in the ass, but you're going to be so happy you did. And don't forget about the other doors. And don't forget that, don't, because you have something coming that is meant to be. And then you're going to be like, shit, I was worried about that water, whatever, you know. Now this came out of it. And I do hope that helps. And I hope it softens the challenge, you know. Now let me see who's next. And we are wishing you a ton of healing around all of it. And I also feel, and Melinda, you too, you may go through this moment and go,
I knew I shouldn't have moved here, or I knew I shouldn't have sold my place, or I knew this, or I knew that. These are challenges that come into our space also to overcome, to learn and grow. And at the other side of that, I think there's a lot of gratitude. So don't be surprised if you have those moments also, please. Why did I listen to you and move to the farm? You'll be okay. All right, let me see what Maureen, let me talk to Maureen for a minute here. All homes, lots of home stuff today. Am I seeing any major issues with Logan's home inspection? Moms have to mind their business. I think Logan has an intuition himself, like in himself. I think he's going to do the right thing anyway. I'll tell you straight up without even looking. I mean, I know my feelings on this. I do have a feeling that there are some problems that he has to really think about. And I know it's hard to mind your business, Mom, because you're not supposed to. But I think there's three things about that house that need to be looked at. And so that's going to have to be up to Logan. He's pretty determined. And I do get a lot of happiness, but I also think, here's the thing, if they're willing to pay the price financially, you know, I think it's going to be an expensive update, but other than that, I think that they're all manageable. I also believe that you should drop a hint, but the more they go through it, the more they want it, and not the other way around for some reason, but at the same time, Logan's going to have a light bulb moment, and that'll be the deciding factor, so I promise you the right thing will happen, okay? All right, and we'll talk again, and someone else asked me something. Tara, I saw your question. I know he's okay. I also feel like, she was just asking a quick question about her son. I do feel like he's okay. I just think that he's like communicating and that's okay. You're very, very connected and the Scorpio energy. And I think he's going to be okay. He may come to you for something, but it's nothing you can't, you know, it's not major, nothing. I think it's just a psychic connection, you know? Okay, everyone, on that note, I'm wishing you a wonderful week. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Serena, for being our producer. Everyone, have a wonderful day, okay? We'll see you soon. A happy new moon to all of you. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye now.